All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and I am R.P. Singh. Hi, and welcome to another hour of live music from the Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Today's featured artist is Yukon drummer Mark Paradis. Joined by his friends, Mark performed as part of Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall concert series in November of 2014. We have a lot of music lined up for you today, so I quickly introduce Mark and his musical endeavor, and then we switch over to the Old Fire Hall, where MC Steve Gedrose is ready for a little chat with him, followed by the quintet's performance. Mark grew up in what he calls an inconspicuous spot in Northwest Ontario and started playing in bands while in high school. This was the beginning of the Souls of Inspiration, a band that went on to live and play together for 7 years, playing at the World's Fair in Osaka, Japan, and recording a full-length album in 1970. Eventually, after time in Quebec and Saskatchewan, playing with a number of bands, always music rich and money poor, Mark migrated to Whitehorse in 1980, where he joined a lot of other local players and groups, notably Jerry Alfred and the Medicine Beat, with whom he won a Juno in 1995. Many recording sessions and countless gigs later, Mark is still very active in the Whitehorse music scene. The theme of the music project featured here is Paradise Revisited and refers to the golden age of jazz fusion, starting in the late 1960s and into the mid-70s. This is the era Mark first heard groups such as Weather Report, Miles Davis, Oregon, John McLaughlin, and Herbie Hancock's new offerings, to mention a few. Also, established rockers like Jeff Beck, Carlos Santana, and Frank Zappa delved deeper into the exploratory jazz direction. Now that's all from me. Here is Steve Gedrose.
So now I'd like to invite Mark Paradis to come up. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I just was hoping you could give us a little overview of the tunes and the concept and what you put together for us tonight.
Okay. So that's what you're hoping for, eh?
Well, I'm hoping for that. Whatever you want to do is fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's really not that hard. Once I was kind of talked into doing this by Duncan Sinclair, I decided, he was at me for 2 years. But so anyway, I decided that what I would do is songs that I just really liked over the years, which is a number of them, but I found that a lot of them were recorded around the same time period, which is basically the early 70s. Early to mid 70s, late 60s, and so, you know, I had kind of a long list of tunes, and then I started thinking about who I'd like to get to play on them, and everybody I asked was quite eager to do it.
Excellent.
So I was really, really pleased about that, and so basically we have this long list of songs, and some of them we called right away because they were, you know, too difficult maybe, or too long, or too weird, or whatever. But we boiled them down. We've got basically 8 tunes.
Right.
And, well, pieces of 8 tunes anyway. And the 2 albums you featured, one is from Hot Rats, one is from Blow by Blow.
Right.
And, but we have a couple of Chick Corea songs. Although it's Chick Corea as kind of influenced by Flora Purim,
okay,
who's one of my favorite singers.
Yes.
Brazilian songstress, who is married to Erto, who's one of my favorite percussionists. And they've played together with Chick Corea on Return to Forever albums. So we do a couple of songs that Chick wrote and Flora sings. She's not here.
Unfortunately.
But Andrea and I are going to sing one of them, and the other one we're just going to play.
Great, great.
Yeah. And then to finish off the set, we're doing kind of a medley of songs by Weather Report, which is one of my favorite kind of jazz fusion bands. And one of them is fairly obscure from their first album. Another one is kind of a jazz funk song from their fifth album, Mysterious Traveler.
Right.
And I think that album was credited as one of their first kind of more electric records.
Right,
No acoustic bass.
Right.
That type of thing.
Electric bass, yes.
Yeah, and the last one is actually a song that was released as a single, which is really unusual for jazz fusion.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
I didn't know that happened, actually.
Yeah, it was Birdland.
Right.
So we're ending with that. So that's what we're doing.
Sounds great, Mark. I was just wanted to mention that I was really interested to find out that Zappa started as a drummer. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was learning how to compose classical music in high school and played in an R&B, bunch of R&B bands as a drummer. And then in the late 50s, picked up the guitar. And I know he did overdub parts on his albums as a drummer, but certainly is featured as a guitar player all the time. So anyway, there we have that. Thanks very much, Mark. I really appreciate that. That gives everybody a bit of a heads up what to expect tonight. And at this point, I'd like to call up the band. So we'll have Paul Stevens on the bass. Mark, of course, is the drummer. Corey Schwinard on percussion. Andre McComa on keys. Brian Folds on guitar. And Olivier de Colombel on saxophones and flutes. So thanks very much. Thank you.
Watermelon Man. That's from a Herbie Hancock album called Headhunters. Brian Fowles on guitar. Thanks, everybody. I'd just like to mention that all these people that are playing with me put in a lot of time and energy and effort and good feelings into preparing for this. I'm really happy about it all, and I'm really happy we're here playing for you tonight. So we're going to change the pace completely. This is a Chick Corea song. It was recorded in 1966, I believe, and redone by Flora Purim in the 70s. It's called Windows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jam Live, and you are listening to the music project Paradise Revisited, performed live by the Mark Paradis Quintet from Whitehorse, Yukon. We recorded this event at the Old Fire Hall in Yukon's capital city in November of 2014.
Andrew's going to kick off another Chick Corea tune.